Now we go to Jackson Coliseum on the Mississippi State Fairgrounds at a shelter for storm refugees. NPR's David Shaper spoke with some of the more than 1,000 people who have been taken there. They fled the coastal area of Mississippi when Katrina hit. It is unclear how long they'll remain there.
My name is Andrea Ramos, and I'm here with my son and my fiancé, and we're from New Orleans, the Gentilly area. And at this present time, we're just trying to grasp what we are going to do because we don't have a final destination yet. There's nothing there in New Orleans, nothing.
What about jobs? I mean, do you have a place of employment to return?
No, I work for a hotel. And from my understanding, my hotel sustained some serious damage in the storm. So it's basically going to mean that we're going to have to set up somewhere else. We're just trying to make a decision on where we want to go.
Do you have family in other parts of the country that you
can... I only have family in one other place, and that's Dallas, Texas. So I'll probably go out there just so that I'll be near my family.
If I could you tell me who you are? And
My name is Hattie Brinson, from New Orleans. And right now it's on the water. A man is trying to get to Texas to my daughter. It's my whole family, my son, my daughter, my son, and my grandkids. That's all, you know, it's just the whole family. The only thing I'm worried about, my brother was left down there and two of his sons.
I'm from New Orleans East. My name is Larry Barrier, and I have family that lives in Hattiesburg, so I'm going to try to start all over in Hattiesburg. Actually, I'm waiting until the bus line starts running, you know. It's only an hour away. That's what I'm really waiting until Greyhound starts running.
Well, I'm Joe Garrison. This is Jenny Garrison, my wife. We're from La Ceiba.
Slidell.
No, it was La Ceiba. Slidell. And apparently all, our house, everything is lost. I'm trying to make a list now of what was lost. And we just now confirmed this today that whole area where we were was devastated. So we had a good friend that's just built a house up in North Carolina, and she's invited us to come up and stay with her for a while until I can get it straightened out.
I'm from New Orleans. My name is Edward Williams, and I'm with my mama, dad, my grandma, my old lady, my family, and I don't know, we're planning on just moving on, you know. They said New Orleans destroyed, so we plan on moving on. Probably go to Dallas somewhere, you know, and start life all over again.
Why Dallas?
Well, I have a sister and a brother lost out there, and they really want us to come out there by them, so we say Dallas, you know. Then I got an auntie in Chicago, but I don't want to go that far out, you know.
My name is Velma Shields. I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana. My plan is to try to go back home whenever I can. I see my husband is in Tulane Hospital. He was in intensive care, so I couldn't stay with him.
That's the grandma.
He has Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease, and heart trouble. The Red Cross called for me yesterday, but they couldn't get through.
That's got to weigh heavy on your heart.
Yes, it is. I'm very worried about it.
People who sought shelter at the Jackson Coliseum on the Mississippi State Fairgrounds. They spoke with NPR's David Shaper.